Last time on Mystery Date.
With Melora's return, it's a sign of, like, good things to come, but we need to awaken the spirit guardians, tear down the wall, and bring down the Dark King.
Raphael slash Ralph, you immediately recognize Drac.
I remember that guy. I might have taken out a bit of an irresponsible loan. I assume this is about our little financial agreement.
Yeah, you owe me a lot of money.
We're looking to join the arena tournament thing, and it seems like you all need a team.
So you're telling me you want me to put up 1,000 gold, sponsor the 3 of you guys, one of whom, again, seems to be a child, into the gladiator games in the hopes that we get to cook the books a little bit and, like, I get some money from very long odds?
Correct. That is correct.
What? I don't know. Okay, hello. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Dungeons & Dragons. I'm your host, Mary.
What is this? This American Life? Fucking Ira Glass over here, yep. Going one word every 5 seconds.
You might recall that on a previous installment,
Star. I'm just...
Heroes were about to get ready for some combat. In 3 separate
fights.
Rounds. A 1v1, a 2v2, and a 3v3.
Chris has been referring to this arc as my, quote, shonen anime
yep.
arc. So
the fighting tournament.
I hope you're enjoying that.
He's
yeah.
right.
He's like, this sounds like DBZ. And I was like, does it?
Yeah. DBZ has one. One Piece has one. Naruto has one. Yu Yu Hakusho has one. All the good anime
Ooh,
have
yeah.
a tournament arc.
I love Yu Yu Hakusho.
Dragon Ball Z's had like 4 tournament arcs. They alternate.
Food Wars.
It's cool. Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Food Wars is a tournament arc. Exactly. I like that.
Pokemon, most seasons end with a tournament.
Yep. I like that Dragon Ball Z, basically their system was like, we'll alternate. Like, you'll get non-tournament arc, tournament arc. And it's like, what kind of tournament are they going to fight in next? And like, they somehow get you to do it, and they get to be as lazy as possible. And all the scenery is just a square that they're standing on with, like, a crowd behind it that they reused for 9 years. And I'm like, you guys are fucking geniuses. They completely tricked me as a kid where I was, like, stoked.
Save the animation budget.
I was stoked for the next tournament. And it's just punch, 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 kick. Punch, 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 kick. Whenever they're all blurry, that's all they're doing. They saved. It must have cost
Sometimes
a nickel.
They blast out
a nickel
hey,
to make
spoilers, Dragon Ball. Zach. Spoilers.
Guess what? They're punch, 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 kicking. And it's a blurry. And that's 90% of what you're going to see in Dragon Ball Z for 20 years of your life.
Mary is so perturbed that she hasn't gotten to speak.
Sometimes their hair changes colors,
yep.
too.
When they get better, they get blonder, just like people.
Had we just...
Can I tell you? One more thing about DBZ. I haven't watched Dragon Ball Z in a very long time. So when I was last in the universe, Super Saiyans had blonde hair. I went to Japan, and there was a lot of, like, DBZ merch everywhere. Those guys have, like, purple, like, not purple, like, teal
yep,
blue
that's
hair
God.
Now.
That's,
and I was like, this can't be real thing. This must be, like, a weird knockoff Super Saiyan. It's not. It's real.
It's Super Saiyan God, and it is canon. It's from Dragon Ball Super. It is it's basically more powerful than all the other Super Saiyan forms. Born with Super Saiyan 3 and non-canonical Super Saiyan 4, which is just from Dragon Ball GT, which they disavowed because everyone hated it. Super Saiyan 4, they're kind of like a monkey chest. They have red-furred monkey chests, but they're still men. And then Super Saiyan God, they learn to use, like, God energy. So it's like a different paradigm of fighting energy, but it is stronger than those other ones. And then Goku.
I want to call you a virgin.
Oh
so
my god,
bad.
I have a wife.
I
have a wife.
Accurate.
I've had sex with her, and I have a wife.
The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and the fighting technique.
And the fighting technique. Like, it is. They have fucking, like, ultra instinct, which is not
no,
energy based.
I'm sorry.
It's white haired. And it's
I
just
need to step in here.
Physical
I need to step in.
Prowess.
We can't do this anymore. I'm
this
stopping.
Is the end.
This.
That's the end.
I'm
that's the end.
This.
That's the last Super Saiyan mode you can be. But they got
Barry, what are we doing? What are we doing, Barry?
It's the morning. We awaken. You guys
have spent the night at the inn inside of Fort Shrub, which is the name of this, like, town you guys are in that has the giant ice arena for the gladiator games in it. You'll recall last game we were, or last sesh, you guys have been sponsored by Drac.
Yep.
To whom Raphael owes a lot of money. Drac has said he will, you know, write off Raphael's debts and also not kill you all if you guys do the gladiator games for him. And he's going to do some, like, you know, cooking the books type betting stuff to get some money off of you guys looking like shit, but then maybe winning. Anyway.
Did we decide who was going first, second, and third? I feel like that was a big conversation last time that I zoned out on.
I think it was contentious and we didn't decide, but I think it should be you.
So here's the reminder of how this is going to work.
I thought we decided me.
Yeah, I'm going to remind you how this is going to work. First round, which is today, that's what you're going to do today,
is a solo.
Is 1v1. One of you has to fight. And then the next fight you do, which will be like tomorrow in universe, will be a 2v2. So the two people that don't fight in the one-on-one do the 2v2.
Sam, you got this?
And then, so strategy with these picks. And then the last one, you all three will be in it. So that one, it doesn't really matter.
I'm looking up all my spells to figure out what's best in 1v1 combat. But while I'm thinking about that, Bart kind of rolls over, rubs the sleep out of his eye, looks for his friends, and sees Raphael and says, Uncle Ralphie, can you do 3 minutes on Yu Yu Hakusho?
Oh, I can do a tight 3 minutes on Yu Yu Hakusho. I think the show, obviously, it peaked in the tournament arc. When he is fighting, obviously it peaked in the tournament arc because every anime peaks in the tournament arc.
Can I do an investigation to see if he's lying about this 3 minutes actually being tight?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. But you can disagree. You can disagree. So obviously the best thing about Yu Yu Hakusho is how much the main character doesn't give a shit about anything that's going on.
Okay, so while you're talking, a pillow hits you in the face, and you look over, and, who is this? This is Rico, the Dragonborn, is in the room with you guys, and he has thrown a pillow at your head.
Who?
Rico, the Dragonborn, he works for Drac. He's one of his, like, toughs.
Fuck this guy.
You guys are in an inn room. There are two sets of bunk beds. I'm gonna say that Raphael and Bart are sharing a bunk, and the other bunk bed is Samson and Rico, the Dragonborn gangster tough man.
Yeah, Rico, I was just about to talk about how the tournament arc, the villains are the most charismatic in Yu Yu Hakusho, and they have like a super Yankees team of bad guys that can't be beat, and they have to beat them.
I don't like this. Why did he hit me in the face?
No, he hit. Sorry, he hit Raphael in the face with a pillow because Raphael was talking too much.
Wait, I got asked. I had to do a tight three on Yu Yu Hakusho. I think I only got to like, 100 seconds on that.
Yeah. Rico's like, you guys were supposed to meet up with the boss man at the arena an hour past sunrise, and it's like, you know, past sunrise, so you probably got to get up and get going.
All right. Thank you, Rico.
I count my knives and make sure that I have 6 of them. Yep, 6 of them.
I'm ready to go.
Yep, let's do it.
Okay, so you guys go downstairs, and Rika's like, do you guys need any, like, breakfast? I usually need some protein before I, you know, fight and or get murdered.
I could eat.
Yeah, he, like, goes over to the bar, and he, like, pounds the bar with his, like, giant dragonborn fist, and then a very nervous-looking man walks up and is like, yes? And he's like, four meals to go. And the guy goes, okay. And he runs away, and he comes back, and he's handed you 4 little wrapped parcels, so you each can take one if you want.
I stuff it in my cheek like a chipmunk. Like, I just cram it.
Yeah, what is it? What is it?
Yeah, it's a sandwich, and it's made of seemingly like a cold turkey leg from the day before.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
That does make sense. It checks out.
Yeah, it's actually, like, not terrible. It's not hot, which is kind of sad, but
I'll take it.
You know.
Just like Brandon Sanderson, like, your lore is, like, bulletproof. Like, the rules, the hard magic system, it's beautiful.
I love Brandon so much.
Me too.
Thank you. Okay, so
Yeah, do you guys want to proceed to the arena?
I guess.
Yeah, can we say that I brought forth Sylvester the Quasset?
Yep.
At some point I would have had 10 minutes of downtime in there.
You're not supposed to have him, though, so maybe secrete him about your person?
Secrete?
Yeah.
Is that...
Yeah. As everyone knows, Quasset can shape-change into various forms, including a centipede. So,
including something secreting off of your person.
So I'll let him crawl up my sleeve as
I really do not like centipedes, but you do you.
I meant frog, I guess. Less
it can
good
be a
for
centipede,
sleeve.
It's just it's not really here, so it's okay, I can handle it.
I can handle it.
Sorry, podcast listener, if you're out there. None of this is really happening. We're weaving a word picture.
Man, I feel like you just killed the stakes.
Oh my god.
It's just like that Tom Hanks movie where he gets addicted to D&D and loses touch with reality. And they have to like put him down.
Oh yeah, Toy Story 4.
Yeah.
Okay, so Rico escorts you across the like central area with all the tents and stuff. Yes,
How would you say he escorts us? Like suavely?
Like, much like a mother hen or a mother duck would kind of push slash lead ducklings across a, you know, busy street.
So you wouldn't say it was Rico Suavely?
I would not say it was Rico Suavely. Okay. No. All right. Do you want an inspiration point? Because you can have one.
Right, I'm just giving away inspiration. Okay, can we all have inspiration points? I'm sorry. Like,
don't you all have
them? Just giving them away? If we're just giving them out for that comment, we should just all get them.
Yeah, that was pretty low tier.
It's my
weak as hell. Tyler said like 3 funnier things pre-show than that.
I mean, I can't give you inspiration until we're in the game.
I'm just saying, like, you should hold him to a higher standard. He's capable of so much more.
Oh, Tyler's my favorite.
What?
We know.
We all knew Sam was the least favorite, but this is shocking news to me.
You and Tyler trade off.
I know. I thought like that was true. Like we were like, yeah, like we switched.
Yeah. It's Tyler time, baby.
Maybe this will help you like me more. I'm going to let Sylvester turn back into its base form because I forgot that it can turn invisible. So he's just going to perch on my shoulder invisibly.
That's amazing.
Seems like a valid thing to do. Okay. Sorry, do you have any more questions about how Rico is escorting you, or can he just, like,
no,
take
I'm
you?
No, I'm sorry.
What's he wearing?
I apologize.
Clothes.
Is he too sexy for his shirt?
Nope.
Just thread him out?
Is he so sexy it hurts?
Out. No, he's not in pain.
Okay.
Too sexy for Milan. Too sexy for Milan, New York, and Japan.
I wish I had a soundboard so I could record clips and play them back to
that
you.
That guy made $1 billion.
I thought you were accusing me of pulling that. Because it was so perfect of a right.
No, I just want that
impression.
So I could just like bust that out.
It actually was good though. Like I actually think you practiced that before. Like it was pretty good.
I gotta kill time in the shower somehow.
You don't just jerk it?
Can't do it standing up. We've talked about this.
You're right.
You have?
Amen. Because
I'm afraid when I nut, my knees will buckle and I'll hit my head on the wall and I'll die.
It's canon. It's canon. It's on Sam's Wikipedia
page. Where's my
page.
Soundboard?
Okay.
All right.
Great. So we're going to go do this like tournament fight now.
Just
so
not
you
worth
roll
the
up...
risk.
You roll up to
he's falling and he
arena.
Can't get up.
The arena is made of, I mean, we're in like an ice place, so you might fall down. I don't know. Bart is a teen boy. I understand there's like urges and stuff. Who knows? We get to the ice arena, and Drac is there, and he's waiting for you guys, and he's like, right on time for once, as he like glares at Raphael.
Way more uncomfortable with what Mary said than everything that came before it. But
I mean...
I'm sorry, I don't mean to... Let's continue.
If it makes you feel any better, I've been looking at my character sheet some more, and I drastically undercut the number of blades I have. I also have 4 scalpels, 8 pairs of scissors, and something called long knife. I'm not really sure what that means.
Long knife. I don't know. Sounds like a classic Mary title for gear. Like you find a knife, this one's real long.
It's long as hell.
Yeah, well, here we are.
Drax like, okay, well, so which one of you is going to fight today?
I raise my hand excitedly.
You realize it is a one-on-one fight.
Is it?
And then I take out two swords.
Amazing. I sheepishly and cowardly like back up. Like when he's like, who's going? I like take like a step back, like a full step back from the group.
I mean, I would have picked the strong one, but that, you know.
Maybe we are picking the strong one. Pick? Huh? And I say.
You've taken the help action.
That's taking the help action.
Jack's like, oh yeah, also one more thing. So I remembered yesterday that I told you that if you ran away and or didn't fight or, you know, disappeared like you tend to do, I would pull this kid's arms out of his sockets. And he like, points at Bart.
Yes.
I use those.
He's like, well, I'm also going to take your dog. And then Rico grabs Raspy in a grip.
Oh, hell no.
And is like, you can get him back later, probably.
I give Raspy the rest of my sandwich.
He's
not like 2/3.
Close enough. He's just like getting like taken away.
I whip it at him.
He catches it in his mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, Raspy, he's rad till the end. And then I give him like a like we lock eyes and I give him like a promise. I'll get him back.
He's like.
I
feel like it's weird and bony sounding.
I start hopping up and down in one place, and I throw my big floppy hat on the ground.
Ooh, love that. I love that. I throw both of the hats I'm wearing right now on the ground. I've got my distribution, like my out and about hats on, so I have my professor's hat, and I also have our Viking spiked helmet. And professor hat can be whatever you want. I just assumed it was part of the costume.
Yeah, I don't know what I thought of as a professor's hat. I feel like I've been thinking of like a Sherlock Holmes hat, but maybe that's not even
like right. You've never seen a professor wear a hat at all. There's not such a thing as a professor's hat. I just like that my
Indiana
has
Jones.
Hats.
Indiana
that's
Jones.
A fedora. Yeah. I also have a fedora, and that is the of course the activation, like the word for all of our magical items that summon animals.
That's true. That's right.
So I wouldn't shout that out right now.
The animals can't appear unless they're in a space that's big enough to hold them, so you can't just, like, have an elephant explode in your butthole or anything like that. So don't
why
worry.
Would you
can't
wait, wait, wait. Why would you tell me that? Like, of course. Because
you have the statue.
What am I've not put a single thing in a butt this entire campaign. I can't believe you took the time out of our session today to be like, by the way,
meanwhile, Samson over here has that infinite jug he's pouring mayonnaise up his asshole every night.
I can't believe we can't Ant-Man this situation. I'm very upset.
They also didn't Ant-Man the situation in those movies.
Well, they should have.
We actually did that in a previous D&D campaign.
We did.
Alan exploded a dragon that way.
So, hold on, though.
In his butt?
Doesn't Bart have some of those animal power things?
I believe he gave me one or two of them.
Yeah.
I gave you, I think, and the elephant one and the three goats one, if you need to, like, make a call. You just have some options.
Okay, cool. I'm hoping not to use them, but we'll see.
What's crazy is I have a spare three goats one. So, like, it's okay if you use that. We have another one.
Also, I think, let me look at the notes. I think they can, like, go back into statue form. I don't think it's, like, a one-time.
Yeah. It is. It's like, yeah, if he throws it into Mount Doom, it's like, yeah, don't worry, we got another one. It's fine. It's okay.
I don't think that's what she's saying. If you can't retrieve it, you can't.
I literally just mean, like, I have two of this item. Like, we can, you can.
Oh, you're making different points.
You can completely lose this one, and it'll be okay.
Oh, okay.
I
put it up my
butt. Description, hang on.
That's fine,
figurines says that. It says that the creature exists for a duration specific to each figurine, but does not tell me what those are.
It means you get to make it up, and we won't know the truth.
Oh, no. No, they have them. Hang on.
Yep. Perfect. You're doing great.
You forgot to read your own notes that you wrote about this item.
You're crafting this
They're
line.
They're real incredibly. Items. They have little cards.
I was trying to give you credit.
Oh, yep. I found it here. Elephant. It's in Canada here with my boyfriend.
/ D&D /
Zach's
proof.
Like, why did I ever get inspiration while I'm actively mean
to you? I get inspiration a ton. I've never asked you why I don't get inspiration. I just think Tyler could have done
I need,
better.
Like, a negative inspiration that I can, like, bust down and be like, you're going to put this on your roll so you get disadvantaged
I don't
for
disagree.
No reason.
I think that's fair.
Fine, I'm not going to tell you how long the elephant can be an elephant.
Bart,
you just don't
find out one way or another.
Do you...
That's 24 hours, I guess.
Bart, are you intending to use those blades? Because I can create a basic poison with my jug instead of just mayonnaise if you want to coat your weapons.
Oh, yes, please. I don't know who I'm fighting yet.
Yeah.
So, like, obviously with my magic, I'd kind of rather stay ranged, but I have a feeling that I'm going to be up in it. And if I'm up in it, I'll use my swords, and I would prefer for them to be poison.
Well, I can produce half an ounce of poison, so...
I don't know how, like, do we have any stats on that? Or, like, how much you need to poison a sword, or...
Yeah, how much to half of
Are we looking at Mary to make it up on the fly? Let's say we're looking at Mary to make it up on the fly. My swords are now poisoned. I'll remind you if I ever hit with them.
Okay.
I'm sure basic poison has some sort of statistics,
meaning?
But it doesn't list it on my jug. It just says I can produce a half ounce of basic poison.
Yeah, you don't want to put that in your butt.
Don't put that in your butt.
Iocaine.
Oh, you got to warn me before you say gold like that.
You can always be clipping. ABC, that's my motto. You have to always be clipping to catch the gold.
Coffee is for clippers only.
I just watched that movie.
I've never seen it.
Glengarry Glen
I've
Ross.
Only seen that one scene.
Weekend.
And I'm like, I don't know what this movie's about. Like, I can't imagine.
That seems like the beginning of the movie, and then Alec Baldwin never comes back.
Thank God.
I can't imagine what the movie's about, having seen that. Like,
it's about sales, right?
Yeah, it's about salesmen trying to sell, like, properties.
Man, he just got...
To chumps.
He just got those charges dropped, and he's back on the movie set.
Yeah, they're finishing the
wouldn't
movie,
it be,
which
wouldn't
seems
it be,
insane.
Wouldn't it be incredible if he just shot and killed the person who replaced the lady he shot and killed?
Yes, it would be, because you'd be like, all right, man, you're doing it on purpose now. And he'd be like,
it would be
fuck,
like,
it's an honest mistake.
That would be maybe the funniest thing he's ever done in his life.
Oh my God.
That would be pretty good.
That would be horrible.
It would be cosmically funny. Not... Like, just sort of, you know, like in a detached way, like pretty funny.
So I think basic poisons just add 1d4 poison damage to stuff.
Perfect.
What's the save?
DC 10.
DC 10. I dropped some stats in the chat.
DC 10.
Can't make up stuff on the fly, but I can Google
oh, man.
It.
So basic poison sucks shit.
Well,
it does.
It's better than
basic.
Nothing. Thank you, but it, you know.
You want to coat your blade in mayonnaise? I can do that.
Savory.
Ladies.
Mayonnaise blade in the building.
Oh my God,
so,
that was awesome.
So Drac, great. So Drac is like, okay, so you guys have like 2 minutes to prepare, and then you're gonna go, I guess you little guy, you're gonna go out there and like do the fight, and then you two have to come sit in the stands with me.
Get to come sit in the stands, I say, like grabbing a popcorn off of a waiter's tray who's walking by.
Yeah, there's a guy with kettle corn.
Yeah. I grab it.
He's
yeah.
like, one gold.
My friend will take care it's of it. And I point into the ring. I used all of my gold buying items, I believe, last time.
He looks at the ring, he looks at you, and he's like, there's nobody over there.
Well, give me a second. I'm obviously talking about the people who are about to fight. Just wait 1 second.
I mean, whatever, I have a lot of kettle corn, and he's like, walks away.
I'll have time for this friggin' shit.
I'm busy.
Got kettle corn to push. Yeah, so you start to hear, like, trumpet songs. They're like, burr, 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 and that means that it's time for the fighters to get into the ring.
I'm feeling rigid.
What was it like?
Oh!
I understood what you were going for too late there, Zach. I'm sorry. That's okay.
Sorry, I did not. I was just
I was
like,
do
okay,
we have
I'll
a new crit
again.
Sound? Like,
I also forget, one of these buttons erased itself, and I forget which one, so I should definitely record onto that, but I don't want to just hit all the buttons in a row seeing which one. Yeah, I'll just do that.
It's like being a man cow.
Do that.
Nope, it's the first one I guessed.
Hooray.
Great.
Get your ass in there, boy.
Yeah, the like at the very last second before, I'm just assuming like a huge gate goes up or whatever, so that we go from our like antechamber into the true battlefield. I'm gonna apply that poison, and Sylvester is going to transform into a bat.
Bat?
A bat, I said.
Bat?
Yeah. You're doing a thing, but I don't know what it is. And he's gonna
my favorite thing
fly
to do.
Inconspicuously about.
Okay, so you are going into the arena. Tiny is the orc tough who hangs out with Drac. He's gonna kind of like grab Samson and Raphael by the shoulder and kind of like push you guys towards like some stairs to get up into the stands where like Drac is sitting with his like weird.
I clutch the top of my kettle corn so none of it falls off while being pushed.
Good. None of it falls out.
I'm gonna make him roll for that. You're so nice. You're so nice.
I'm being nice today, but also, you know, just freewheeling it. So you guys end up in the stands. Bart, you were like on this kind of like, you know, gladiator arena floor, and it's like a mix of like sand and a little bit of like loose snow. So it's a little bit powdery, but it's not, you know, bad enough to be difficult terrain or anything like that. As you look around the arena, you see, you know, there's a couple like dragonborn, there's a couple men like standing around the edge of the arena, and they're wearing black and white striped tunics.
They're referees.
They are there to be referees, as you were like implying. Yeah, and then you see, how big did I say the arena was? It's pretty big.
Four.
1 second. It's like four big.
Cubits.
Yeah, I literally have no concept. A cubit is pretty big, right? Like
a cubit is elbow to pinky.
Okay, the arena. Okay, I did make a note of this. The arena is like huge. So it's like a 200-foot diameter arena, like floor. Like we're talking like big, like Roman gladiator arena, big. So you do see like across the way, like a little gate opens and like another man like walks through, but you can't really tell like much about him from this distance. You just see it's like a guy and he's wearing like
guy stuff,
like brown
just clothes,
armor.
He's at the Gap. He's wearing
that's
clothes.
All you got.
I'd like
point.
To say
he's wearing like clothes.
Say, hey, I think they used this arena last season.
It's just we're using the arm concepts. Okay. And then now that both of you are in the arena, you hear the trumpets sound again. And also there's a drum roll. I'm not going to do that one, though. And then from where Samson and Raphael are sitting in the stands, across from you, you see, I don't know if you've ever seen a puffin before, but you see, like, this puffin is the largest puffin you've ever seen.
The only puffin I've ever seen.
He's bigger than, like, he's, like, as tall as, like, you know, two men, like, stacked up on shoulders, and he's just, like, very, like, broad-chested, like, buff. Like, he looks like a Pixar or, like, a DreamWorks character from, like, Madagascar. He's, like, a triangle. He's just, like, very buff-looking, cool AF, like, puffin man. Like, I really want the fan art to just, like, run.
The Rule 34 stuff's going to be terrible for this character.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be horrifying.
Give me that beak.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Gotta warn
me. He holds out. Yeah, when he emerges, the crowd is going nuts. Like, they love this guy, and they're all cheering, like, great Finn, great Finn. And their, like, arms are, like, you know, doing the thing, the, like, salute, whatever. People have got, like, pennants with this guy's, like, silhouette head on them. And, like, people got weird, like, tunics / shirts with this guy on it. And they're all just, like, losing their shit.
I'm fighting him?
No, he's, like,
okay,
in the stands, like, about to make an announcement.
That's what I thought at first.
He's the
And then
host.
There was so much hullabaloo that I was afraid it was him, his walkout, because that dude murked me.
No, he's just, like, overseeing the event. The man in the clothes that you can't tell who it is yet is the guy you're going to be fighting.
Does Finn look mad infected? Can we tell?
He does not. He looks clean as a whistle, buff as hell. It's like
is,
pretty much
is my crystal bird lighting up while we're in here?
It is very faintly.
Okay.
Yes. You're not, like, super close to him. He's, like, across
but
the
But it's not
from
nothing.
You. But
Okay. It's not nothing.
I'm definitely going to be doing the Finn signal because I want to like show that I'm with him so that I'm with the crowd so that the crowd will like me.
I'm with her.
But then between doing that, I have both my swords out and I'm doing like crazy swing the sword around maneuvers like that dude in Indiana Jones right before he gets shot in his dome. Basically with the intent of making my opponent, who presumably has no scouting on me, think that I'm melee focused.
Cool.
You know, the most dangerous weapon is the mind.
That was the penis.
What about the penis? I saw a guy lift a paint can with his once.
Yeah, so Great Finn stands up and he walks up to like just like a giant, you know, like speaking cone thing, and he's going to address the crowd. And he says, he's just like, "Ladies, gentlemen, competitors, welcome to the Gladiator Games." And everyone's like, "Whoa! Oh my god, I love you, Great Finn, you're so handsome." It's just like too much, it's too much. He's like, "Please, please, we're not here to cheer for me." And then people cheer for him more after he says that. He's like, "Today's competitors, we have this youth that someone just told me is fighting. He's a new competitor, unknown quantity. I don't think we have an age minimum, so it seems fine." And everyone starts cheering for you. They're like, "Boy."
I'm going nuts. I'm right there going, "Boy, boy." Like, I'm going
"That's
nuts.
My nephew."
Yeah, and someone's like sprinting over to Great Finn. They hand him a little piece of parchment. Well, you know, Wingham. He like holds it up kind of in his fin. He looks at it and he's like, "I've been told this last name is Bartholomew." And everyone's like, "Boy, boy." And he's like, "Yeah, okay." Because they can't really, that's too much to cheer. And then he's like, "And this half of the arena, we have a returning competitor. You know him as the Druid of Destruction, the Angry Animal Man, Drake Tuwins." And you see, you realize that it's Drake Tuwins, who was the ranger from your arc with the mountain and the giant marmots.
Oh.
From where Raphael and...
Oh, we don't like this guy. You can kill him.
You guys, where you guys are sitting in the audience, you're a little bit closer. You're kind of like halfway between Bart and Drake, and you can see him a little better. And you, now that you know, you like see it, you're like, "Oh, I kind of recognize that guy's like head."
And this was just like, we fucking hated this cop, right? That was his whole thing.
Yeah, but then he became a rad dad and married that old lady.
He's banging that old lady who we think is cabbage cool. Lady. But I think she could do better. Like, honestly, like I don't think this is the peak.
We didn't like him when we last met him, but the subtext that we've gotten is that he's turned into some sort of weird rad dad freedom fighter. So
he's probably wrong.
Yeah.
He's probably got it all wrong.
Now he's stuck in the Gladiator Games. Yeah, but you recognize his, like, face, but what is new is that he is also now very buff and looks real tough, and he's got, like, cool arm tattoos, and he's got, like, a big sword and, like, a giant quarterstaff, and he just looks, like, roided out and, like, he's pissed.
I can't say anything.
Well, you guys can, like, so the way this is going to work, you're sort of split, right? So, like, Bartholomew's in the arena, and he's going to, like, do this fight stuff. You guys can also have a turn in the combat, just so you know, from the audience. You're not supposed to, like, cheat. Let's just keep going with this. So, the Great Finn is talking, and he's like, "Standard rules apply, 1v1 battle, the winner and his team will go on to the next round tomorrow." And he's like, "No interference from the audience, please. Our referee team will make sure there is no interference." And the, like, refs are on the edge of the arena are just kind of like, "Great Finn." Like, they're ready to do whatever they're going to do.
Did we establish whether this was a fight to the death?
Oh. Yeah. So let me explain that too. I didn't say that part in the Great Finn's monologue. Yeah, so the Great Finn again, he's like, "Yeah, basic rules," and he's like, "We fight to the death or until one of you surrenders into slavery. Aww. And everyone's like, aww. In the audience.
I go, ooh.
So it's death or yield. And if you yield, you're a slave.
Yeah. You are a slave.
Wow. That makes that mage that we talked to even more pathetic. Is like he sacrificed all of his friends as well just to save himself. To live in slavery for the rest of his life.
Pretty shitty. But also the alternative is death. Nikolai, so you know.
Shocks.
Loser.
And so Great Finn is like, are you all ready for action? Everyone's like, yeah.
I'm clanging my swords together to indicate that I love sword fighting.
The crowd loves, they love that. The people sitting near you are like, boy, boy. They love it. They love it.
It's like being a Brett Ratner's house.
The vast majority of the audience is like, Drake, Drake, because they love this guy. He clearly has like been here before, which is weird. But you know, it's fine.
Sexy for Milan, New York, and Japan.